Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam sugar.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it.
Good morning. Welcome to the Handyman Show. Here, my name is Buddy Slowick at the Build Mississippi Studios. Right here, we're going to talk about taking care of your house and all that doo-wah diddy. You're welcome to call us in anytime at 888-808-8637 is our Super Talk call-in line. And you can text us as well at 601-879-4395. That's our C-Spire text line. We'll be happy to get those from time to time and just read them back or just see what's going on in your life. Or who knows, maybe something we can talk about. It could be. But at any rate, we've got a lot to talk about today, a lot of little things I want to talk about, like there's a company called Simpson Strong Ties, and I want to talk a little bit about what they offer and some of the things they do. And we're going to talk a little bit about fixing a leaking faucet, and it's a easier project than a lot of people believe. And then small DIY projects, do-it-yourself projects, all sorts of things going on in the handyman world today, as well as some great football going on this afternoon. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, your Dogs have a chance to be, 4-0 here before they have Tennessee next week?
Yeah,
Tennessee. I think you go 4-0 against some quality opponents. I mean, it's not like you had a extremely tough first four games, but
right.
That Arizona State game,
right.
that was a big one. You had that circled.
That's right.
That was a top 12 team at the time. Good coach, good team. Good. They'll show you they're good by the end of the year, I promise. So, State wins that fourth one today. Looks good doing it. You get a different mindset going against a Tennessee.
Yeah.
That is not what they have been. They're still good.
But sure.
Those two teams could play, and, the best team may not win as far as who's had the best seasons
in the past.
It may be who's playing the best that day.
That particularly, that's right.
So State's played very well. Outside of the first game, they had a bunch of penalties.
Yeah.
But everything that they did wrong, they've cleaned up.
They've gotten off of that.
Every week.
That's right.
Very impressive to watch. Now, Ole Miss, kind of a little all over the place. You've got still some sloppiness. So who knows? I mean, you got a really good opponent today in Tulane.
Yeah.
A coach that has some history from Tulane that has history at both Ole Miss and Kentucky.
Sure.
So that's going to be a big one. And then Southern Miss having a chance to keep piling up the dubs. And after a convincing win last week with Appalachian State,
right.
Then they go up against another rival. Louisiana Tech. So
isn't Southern Miss in the
Sun Belt?
They're not in this.
No. They're in the Sun Belt. They were in the Conference USA for many years.
Yeah.
Which was the Gulf's. What was it before that? I'm trying to remember.
Yeah.
But then, so it was Conference USA. Most of the bigger teams in that left to go to the AAC, the American Athletic Conference.
Sure.
Tulane, Louisville, teams, Memphis.
Yeah.
Most of their big rivals.
Right.
They jumped. Southern wanted to stick it out and be kind of the big dog in Conference USA. Well, as that conference kind of went down a bit, their quality was suffering. So
sure.
They made the jump to the Sun Belt, and it was a little rough out of the gate in football last year, but they went out and hired a great coach. Brought in a lot of players like Ole Miss and State did, and it's amazing what happens
when
you get everybody on the same page.
Well, that's our sports segment for today.
Hey, man, everybody's going to be doing something outside with the radio
right.
or TV on, cooking out. This is the handyman weekend.
You don't want to
stay out of the direct sun, though. It's hot.
What I'm beginning to find out is a lot of people who are out playing golf listen the same time, and I'm very shocked by that. I mean,
well, I can tell you, people that play golf, the old golf sport of shh, like tennis or so, it's not like that anymore. not on the weekends.
Yeah.
Everybody's having a big time.
Yeah,
you got
a good time,
moon
sure.
box and the speakers and the in your own customized golf cart with big wheels on it.
Really?
Oh, man, everybody's living it up, loving it, man.
Having a good time on the weekend.
A lot of people. I saw when I left to come to work early this morning, the course at Castlewood was already
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, so today's going to be one of those days.
Yeah.
People are going to try to get that golf in early. You got late or mid-afternoon football games.
Sure.
And those will be over in plenty of time to mow your yard for the last time.
Well, on top of that, this afternoon's going to get warmer again.
Yeah.
When is this temperature going to go away?
Well, you know, I don't know if we're going to have a fall. If you look at the trees,
I mean,
half of them are losing their leaves because they're burned.
Yeah.
They're dead.
It's time. Yeah. It's time.
It's been like, come on, give us a break.
But it's been in the 90s every day. I mean,
don't let the false little fall. If you haven't had your HVAC looked at, you know, heating side,
sure.
Make sure you have that scheduled because it's going to pop and that thing's going to come on and you're going to smell it and go, oh my God.
Well,
what does that smell?
I'm having service come to my house next week and take care of their. I do it twice a year in the spring and in the fall, and they're coming this spring, this Tuesday, actually, morning.
It's been so dusty, too.
Oh, my word.
I mean, I can not necessarily that the allergies have really kicked in, but, I mean, every few days I'll just you blow your nose and it's like dust.
Yes.
It's just amazing how much. So we need a little rain, too.
Oh, we sure do. Yeah,
even the boards on the decks are like, I need some dampness.
They want to expand.
They're trying
to expand so much, but yeah, that happens all the time. I mean, rain helps a lot. We need it for sure. I haven't mowed my lawn in, I think
it's been 2 weeks. Almost.
I think 2 weeks before.
Weed eating in a higher spot that was shaded last
week.
That's
kind of what I had to do. I had to weed eat just the ones that are popping up, mm-hmm. and the rest just look fine.
I got the grass seed for the backyard, so I'm looking for that. Had the big tallow tree finally cut out. That was what I love watching pros work.
Yeah,
I'm going to answer this call, but because we have somebody coming in, but I love watching professionals that are excellent at their job work because the way they do it, the way they leave it, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
So the crew we had, hey, man, I don't know if I've ever seen a group that worked like that and left it 10 times better than it was before they got there.
That's amazing. Anybody that does any kind of remodeling or tree work like that should always leave a job in better shape than which they found it. And I think you'll find that any good remodeler, a good service person that works on your property would be like that, would want to make the property just better than what they found it, whatever they happen to be doing, whether it's remodeling a kitchen, remodeling a bath, or whatever happens. But that's just part of what they're doing. All right, let's talk a little bit about Simpson Strong Ties. There's a company who has been around like forever, Simpson Strong Ties. They've been around just building all sorts of great little brackets and braces and, joist hangers and I remember using their joist hangers back probably in the 60s working at a lumber yard, just figuring that out. So, there's so much to talk about Simpson Strong Ties. We'll get to that in just a minute. 888-808-8637 is our call-in line. Let's take a call on the phone and see what's happening.
We have Tony, and he's calling from Florida, and one of your favorite topics,
all right,
cleaning mold off a house and also of the roof.
All right. Go ahead, Tony. What's your got, Tony?
Good morning, Mr. Slowick, longtime fan. I've listened to you for several years, and
sure,
it's been a while since you've mentioned. I remember you recommending TSP to wash off mold,
right.
but you also used to recommend a product called anti-growth to keep it from growing back. But I was checking around and I couldn't find that. I was wondering if that product is still available or if you're using something different now.
Well, nowadays, I do have a formula which I prescribe all the time that people use, and it does involve TSP, as you spoke, and it also involves using chlorine bleach because the chlorine bleach will actually kill the mildew spores, which gets inside of your wood, you can't see it, but it kills the mildew spores, and that, with a garden spray, it really works. But I still use that, but I really like Jomax a whole lot better than using anything else. You buy just Jomax at any paint store or any hardware store, and it's a cleaner. It's an outside house cleaner, which is actually made to be poured in a garden sprayer and mixed with a little bit of bleach, and it will do the job like as good as the recommendation that I use, which is a TSP and bleach and water. And so I use Joe Max now because Joe Max will do the same and do a better job, I think. Joe Max is good stuff. And for working on the siding of your house, and it's just a matter of spraying it with a garden sprayer. Maybe even before you start, you want to water your, just wet down the plants or the shrubs around your house so they have water on them so that any of the spray happens to get on them. Well, when you're done, you have to rinse it really, really well. And part of the rinsing process is also rinsing your shrubs and getting the, any kind of splashback off of those that you can, because it's not good for those, and it helps get rid of that. Now, mildew and mold on a roof, or what they call algae on a roof, is a different story. Joe Max or house cleaners don't work on that as well. And there is a product called Wet and Forget, which works very well on those. And they make many, many versions of Wet and Forget. But the one they make for the roof cleaning is an excellent product. All their products are really good products, Wet and Forget, but that one is particularly good. So that's my recommendation on how you would go about cleaning a house. And I like that whole system much better than I do pressure washing or anything like that.
Okay. But for that, for the preventative, to keep it from growing back, you used to recommend a product called Anti-Growth.
Right.
And I think you said that it would last about 4 or 5 years to keep it from growing back.
Right.
I can't find that.
Yeah, I don't know if that... I even forgot who was making that, and I'm not sure it's on the market anymore, that Anti-Growth, because I think it's really, there's gotten better ways to do that. And the Joe Max, because it kills the mildew spores on your home, it's going to keep it pretty clean, and it's going to keep it from having mold coming back, because it does have a defense in it, so to speak, to prevent that from happening. But that doesn't mean that your house shouldn't be cleaned annually, washed annually. Yeah, because I think it should.
Okay.
It really should. And it works as well on vinyl siding and aluminum siding or any kind of siding at all. It works extremely well. And not being pressure treated, I mean pressure washed, it won't dent or ding or damage anything at all.
So. Okay. Well, excellent. Excellent.
Well, I appreciate you listening, Ben. I appreciate you calling in. And you're calling from Florida?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I live in Tennessee, but I'm working in Florida, so.
All right. Well, I appreciate you being part of what we do every day, every Saturday on the Handyman Show. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I hope you continue what you're doing.
And thank you very much. I hope so, too.
He better continue what he's doing. I won't have anything to do on Saturday.
Yeah, we're going to try and keep on, that's for sure.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. Take care. All right. We were talking about Simpson Strong Ties, and man, they're just unbelievably good. They really do a good job. I have text coming. I have to look at those two. Golf. He's talking about golf number one companion. we're not going to pull that up. He's talking about John is out playing golf today, and I'm sure.
Number one golf companion. Yeah. Yuengling Flight. Yeah, that's a good beer. Yeah, that's a good one. Yuengling Flight. They named it so you would buy it for, you know, golf playing.
Here you go.
Name something Flight.
Yep.
You know, that's the choice, I think.
I wonder,
from the oldest brewery in the country.
How much of that beverage will be swallowed today?
Enough that it'll all sweat right out.
Yeah.
With no effect.
Yeah,
with it's just hydration.
Just, yeah. Dehydration is kind of like what's going to happen with the beer and all of that.
But, man, yeah, I mean, it's... I love that he called and had that question, because it had been a little while since we talked about the roof part of that and the preventative.
That's correct.
How you can keep that from coming back.
Well, the thing about Wet and Forget is it does add a little preventative to it. But the good news is that most roofing that's sold new today has some sort of algae resistant on it, mm-hmm. which will only last about 4 or 5 years and it starts fading. It, of course, it dilutes and rolls off the roof, and before you know it, a roof that's 4 and 5 years old will start getting a little algae on, even though it was bought with an algae-resistant product on it. But
we have a question here from a listener from the 662. No water pressure in my bathroom sink, just a trickle of water on both hot and on the cold side. How do I fix it?
Well, there's either a clog in your line, which I really doubt, but it really sounds more like ventilation to me. And it's hard to tell here on the phone or talking on the radio like we are, but still in all, if your vents are clogged any way at all, that's going to stop water from flowing properly, and water, the toilet won't flush properly, the water won't come out of your sinks or faucets, and particularly when it's one end of the house, it's generally ventilation is the problem. Now, there could be a drainage problem with your drainage system, but kind of unlikely. More to the point of a ventilation problem. And a ventilation problem can start as high as up on the roof, where your vent stacks actually go up there, and you can get a bird's nest stuck in those. You can have pine needles get drawn in and just kind of jam that up, and so your ventilation is not working properly.
That would have been the same. I would have said the same thing. Go check all of your, all the areas that ventilate out of your house, and make sure there's not something that's obstructing it that wasn't recently, and that may have something to do with it. But if it sounds like it just started.
Yeah.
And it was an immediate thing. I mean, I'm not sure that it could be anything could have happened up there. Any of the clogs that you were just mentioning.
Sure.
I mean, you just kind of have to go one and make sure nothing that is supposed to be venting is stopped up.
That's right. And it can be vented. But cleaning them out can be done with either a plumber's snake or a lot of times they're not long enough to do the job properly. Pour a garden hose down there and let the garden hose go down. And what it does is cleans your venting pipes and pushes the stoppage all the way through, which you intend to do, because the drainage pipe or the ventilation pipe ends up going to your drain that goes out to the outside sewage system. So you want to keep that as clean as you possibly can.
Well, and you got also a question. Double check the screen on the faucet, as one of our listeners said. You may have some major buildup on the screen. If you can pull that thing off and look, it may have calcified or something. I've done it a few times over the years where the little screen inside of the sink head is just absolutely gunked up.
Yeah,
it is. Soft water. I mean, there could be a number of things that may be. If you're not seeing that in any other place.
But he is seeing it in places in his one side of the house, which includes two or three faucets.
Right, there you go.
So there, I'm thinking
probably not the screen.
Maybe not the screen, but it's still worth checking because you're right. Screens get clogged, and it does stop water from flowing. All right, you listen to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here on Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. Coming up, we've got Josh Quick, who's going to be with us, and we're going to talk about encapsulating your Crawl Space Foundation, what it's all about, and why you should consider it. Be back in just a few minutes listening to the Handyman Show at the Build Mississippi Studios. Be right back.
October 4th, Pearl River Resort Silver Star Convention Center. Tickets on sale now at pearlriverresort.com. More at aaronlewismusic.com.
I'm American as it gets.
Aaron Lewis and the Stateliners. American as it gets tour.
This is professional ballplayer and former Mississippi State Bulldog Jake Mangum. As a native Mississippian, roots mean something to me. Knowing where someone is from, what they stand for, and understanding the measure of their character, that stuff matters. Which is why I trust Farm Bureau with their outstanding customer service teams and competitive rates to provide me with the insurance I need. Visit favrates.com for great rates on home and auto insurance. Or find a local agent at msfbins.com. Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
Well, I used to wake the morning before the rooster crowed, searching for soda bottles to get myself some dough. Run them down to the corner, down to the country store.
Cash them in and give my money to a man named Curtis Lowe.
So good. So good. I got to back on. Josh, hang on a second. I got to go back on this text we got a little while ago. A good comment just came across from Heritage Construction. One thing I said was there were multiple faucets involved, and I think that Lance was probably more correct than anybody. He's just said this one faucet in his sink is draining slowly, and it can be his screen on his faucet is, if there was a breakage in the city provided water or something or other, you could have rocks or stones or a stoppage in there, and that screen can be your problem. So check the screen on your faucet before you do anything else. Don't go crazy trying to fix anything else up. That may be your problem. All right. And we thank you for the information from Heritage. That was good stuff. I'm glad to hear it. All right. Talking to Josh Quick with Crawl Space Solutions. Good morning, Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, buddy. How we doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself on this wonderful Saturday?
Fantastic. The sun's shining. It's not 90 degrees outside, so I'm feeling good.
You said it's not yet.
I'm enjoying the morning.
Yeah, you should be enjoying it. Well, I got a call this week from friends all the time who have foundation problems, but I got a call from a real good friend this week that said, buddy, I got floors in my house are buckling, just like terrible, and of course, I know that he lives on a crawl space foundation. I know that he does. And I said, tell me about your underneath your house. And he said, well, we've got the visqueen like we're supposed to. I said, here, call Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions. You need to do that. And you need to get it done and get your hole underneath your house encapsulated. It will make your house more energy efficient and make the air safer to breathe, and it just improve the quality of your life so much more by doing that. And
yes, it does. And thank you for that, buddy. That is, it's people like you that's helping us get the word out about encapsulations. And as you know, it's not nearly as big a secret these days as it used to be when you and I and Rickson first started this mission to make people aware of crawl space encapsulations.
Yeah, they were going, huh?
Yeah, it's we've come a long way, and we've been working at it for a while. So people are starting to catch on that there's a better way.
Yeah, there is a better way, and people are beginning to understand that a whole lot more. And that doesn't mean that everybody's got a hold of it yet, because they haven't. It's still, there's a lot of unknowns out there that people just don't have their handle on yet, really because they haven't looked into it. But, you know, we're always trying to get the word out here at Super Talk. You will always try to get the word out with so many different, you're on social media in so many different ways that you do a great job in getting crawl space, Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions name out there and telling people exactly what you do. So
we love to educate our customers. You know, one of the things that has always been important to me is that we don't go out and use fear tactics to try to get people to do business with us. What we like to do is just educate our customers and help them to understand that, A, you do have a real problem. It's not something that we're made up. B, there is a real permanent solution, unlike, years ago where everything that we tried was just a Band-Aid.
Right.
Now we do have a permanent solution that'll fix the problem at its core, not just the symptoms. And then the third thing is that we're going to partner with you, right? We're not just going to come in, do our job, and then leave, and you never hear from us again. When we do business with you, we form a partnership now that's our crawl space too, and we treat it like we own it. And so the life of the house, if there's problems, we're going to be there a phone call away, that we can come back and make sure that the crawl space is in good shape, just the way it was when we installed it, and that's our problem now. And so we help our customers understand that we're not like other contractors.
Yeah, for sure. Because there's an awful lot of I don't want to say this. I'm really not trying to give anybody a black eye, but there's a lot of people out there that are doing foundation work that really aren't going about it the way I think or that you believe it should be done. And yet they still charge this unfortunate to get that work done and accomplished by using brick and fillers and concrete underneath the house, which is going to do nothing but sink anyway.
Yeah, there's a lot of those companies, and again, it's one of those things where customers are catching on to not just anybody who we call, you know, chucking a truck that's going to roll up and say, yeah, I can fix that foundation and get underneath there and throw some bricks and some pieces of wood shims up underneath it and fix your squeaking floor, and you think that you know, that's it. Unfortunately, there's way more to it than that, and we try to take it very seriously when it comes to delivering excellence for our customers. We're not going to do shoddy work, and what we do, we're going to stand behind and guarantee it.
I'm just wondering right now how many people have had their floors replaced because of this, not knowing enough about why they got they're breaching, why they're ruining so badly. They don't understand what's causing this, and so they get
We've run across it over the years. I've run across it numerous times where a customer finally contacts me after the third time they've had their hardwood floors replaced.
Wow.
You know, in a span of just 6 or 8 years.
Yeah.
And they don't know what's going on, and they keep filing on insurance, and finally somebody mentions crawl space moisture. And that leads them to me, and we go in and install our system, and the problem's over. They never have to replace those floors again.
Yeah, when you encapsulate now, it's like you're creating an entire separate space or controlled space underneath the house, which didn't exist before on crawl space foundations. Generally speaking, it was an open space, and it was believed years ago the best way to do that is to ventilate it and let the air blow through and let it blow out the moisture and just clean your house out. That doesn't work, folks.
Yeah, and it doesn't work. It's not a long-term solution. And you're right, it's the humidity that's the problem underneath there. And
right.
So unless you have a system that addresses the humidity, then nothing is going. It's just going to continue to happen over and over and over again. And, you know, you wouldn't. Back to your point about creating a conditioned space. Yes, it is a conditioned space. People get confused when I say conditioned because it makes them think air conditioned, and that's not what we're doing.
Right.
We're not heating and cooling it,
but
we're conditioning it in a way that we can control the moisture. We can control the humidity. And the only way we can control the humidity is if we block out Mother Nature. So that's why we have to encapsulate the space to keep the outside air out, and then we can control the inside air with our system.
And that's what needs to be done, and that's what should be done to everybody who lives on a crawl space foundation. Believe me, if you live on a crawl space foundation and you are having problems of any kind, before you look at other solutions, you should call Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions and talk to them first. First off, the person on the phone you get is going to be very helpful, and second off, the person that comes to your house is not going to be a total salesperson. They're going to be very knowledgeable about what needs to be taken care of and how to solve the problems that you may have. Because Josh not only has a great crew, but he trains all the time. He trains them all the time. And they're up to speed on how things should be done.
That's right. We do in-house training year-round. It never stops. At least one day a week, our people are in-house, out of the field, and in our office going through some sort of training. We just sent a group up to Omaha, Nebraska for 3 days, our sales team, for an intensive sales training, because there's more technology and there's more ways that we're learning on how to identify and diagnose problems. And so assuming that we already know it doesn't help anyone grow, and we're committed to growth at Mid-South. And so I invest in my people and training to make sure that we have the state-of-the-art technology and all of the latest information that we can, so that we can give our customers the best product possible.
I guess the best way to underline that is to, like, when we first started talking about this with Rickson and yourself and just trying to make an understanding, we only had, well, we had a lot of information, and we knew that was the right way to go. But since then, there's been so many innovations to how to look at things and how to find out things that technology has taken over and really helped us a great deal in making this a better way to go about things.
there's so much technology out there that we didn't have, you know, 20 years ago.
Sure.
It does. It absolutely helps. There's things that we have just to be able to measure the differential in the foundation of if you got a high spot or a low spot. The way that we can go around level, it's not just a measuring tape and a eyeball anymore.
Right.
There's ways that we can tell you that your house is a half an inch or a quarter of an inch difference in the corners of a room because our technology is so precise that we're able to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's important. I think it's important that we give out your phone number where people know how to get in touch with you and maybe even a website.
Yeah, it'd be great. Our phone number is 601-898-0891, 898-0891. Our website is mscrawlspace.com, MS like Mid-South. It's mscrawlspace.com, and there's lots of information on there, customer testimonials. You can see before and after pictures. You can meet our team. Go to the Meet Our Team page. You can see pictures and a bio of our employees, the people that's going to be coming to your house before they get there, so you'll know who's going to show up.
There you go. And if they say they're going to be there at 9 o'clock, guess what, folks? You better be looking up.
We're going to be on time. We that's very important to us that, again, every way that we can to make ourselves unlike any other contractor, we work really hard at doing that. And showing up on time, returning phone calls, leaving the space cleaner than we found it, those are all things that we work really hard at doing.
Yeah, I think that's a very important thing to have up front and to realize that it's an important thing to take care of, the timely visit and phone calls, returning phone calls. How many businesses have I called that say, yeah, they'll be there at a particular time and show up maybe a half hour, an hour later? And you know, I don't like to wait around for things, and I don't think anybody really does. So
right.
It's great that you have a timely organization that really people understand how important it is to be there when they say they're going to be there.
And how important it is to do business with local people.
Ooh.
You know, I was born and raised right here in Central Mississippi,
yeah.
And I'm not going anywhere. And to have a locally owned company that's doing this kind of stuff, there's a new competitor coming to town, and you know, some corporate investment firms up in New York City or somewhere own this company, and they don't know anybody here, but
yeah.
They're going to come out and try to undermine companies like me and other locally owned companies to try to get your business. Just remember that there's power behind local, and the people that have sweated and bled and committed to serving your community, do business with those people as much as you can. You're absolutely putting food on the table for local families right here in our area.
Yeah, very well said, and I think that's important that people understand that doing local businesses is so, and of course you want a valid company. You want a company that can, like Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions, that company that will take care of business and do things the way it should be done. But they were born here in Mississippi, and they believe in Mississippi, and I really think our future is just incredibly bright in Mississippi. I really, really do, because of we're such a well-run state. Such a well-run state.
Yep, I agree. And these guys work really hard. If you have had the privilege of having one of our crews come out to your house, you know what I'm talking about. It's just different. These guys enjoy what they do, and they work hard, and they do really, really good work. And the feedback and the reviews that we get on Google, go read some of our Google reviews, and you'll see. Our customers just absolutely love when our guys show up just because of the atmosphere that they create.
Well, I've been around customers before who have had your company do work on their house and encapsulate their foundation, who have actually been out talking to other people around who live on crawl space foundations and have not had their work and their house encapsulated, and have talked to them and said, you would be surprised at the difference it makes in my house, and that
right.
in itself generates a business.
Absolutely. Once you've seen it and experienced it, you kind of know what it's about and the difference that it makes, and it really is incredible.
Yeah, and it's also important to say that the builders really have gotten a hold of what's going on with this and know what's going on with this in beginning, because the builders are also in a business where continuing education is very important.
Yep. And if you're building a house and your builder does not mention encapsulating the crawl space, if you're on a conventional foundation, you should really question it and get him to look into encapsulation. It's so much easier and cheaper for you in the long run to do it during construction than to wait in 2 or 3 years down the road when you got a lot of damage that has to be corrected.
That is correct. All right, Josh, if you give us the phone number one more time, we're about out of time here.
601-898-0891, mscrawlspace.com.
Josh, I hope you have a great weekend and great talk to you. I'll talk to you next time around and crawlspace.
Right. Thanks, buddy. Thanks, Lance. You guys have a great weekend.
You too. All right. Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi. Be right back.
Pine Grove Behavioral Health and Addiction Services, located in Hattiesburg, is one of the nation's most comprehensive treatment campuses. Pine Grove provides the highest quality mental health care and addiction treatment for children, adolescents, and adults. Pine Grove offers many levels of care, including day and evening addiction treatment programs for working professionals. For more info, please call 1-888-574-HOPE and visit pinegrovetreatment.com.
Hey, it's Richard Cross from Super Talk Mississippi. Every afternoon at 5, join Sports Talk Mississippi for the College Football Fix, driven by Ford and your local Mississippi Ford dealer. Speaking of Ford, how do you earn a tradition of leadership? You put in the work with outstanding towing and hauling. Innovate with smart features like mobile generator and dominate the game 48 years straight. That's Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks. A legacy of excellence only at your local Mississippi Ford dealers.
For a flipping good time.
Buddy Slort right here at Build Mississippi Studios doing the Handyman Show. A lot of things happening on the text line I need to address right away, and we will get to some of those as they come. A couple of comments about Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions. Somebody texted in that said they had Josh out to take care of their driveway problem, and with his system, he did that completely. They're totally satisfied with it. And also the pros and cons of conventional foundations as opposed to slab foundations. They're building a new house and they're wondering which they should use. Well, I guess my choice would be a slab. I like slabs a lot better, but in some cases it's necessary to build a crawl space foundation. But if you're going to build a crawl space foundation, it needs to be encapsulated.
Well, and if you're going to go traditional slab, make sure you get a good soil test.
Oh, man. There's more than one way than pour a slab. It's the right way and the wrong way.
If I could show you a couple of pictures of homes that have collapsed, I mean, like, literally the main beam in the ceiling where the joist come in has collapsed because
they didn't do a proper job.
The foundation sunk, and watching a home be repaired from that it's
a chore.
It's putting a leg back together it's definitely difficult. So yeah, just take the extra step, get a good soil test.
That's right.
And
that's
if you're
right.
Debating if you have terrible soil and you don't want to dig it all out, raised would be a conventional rather than a slab. I mean, maybe an idea that you could look at.
Yeah, it might be something to think about. But I would definitely have the ground checked before I went into that situation. All right, other situation. A man called and texted in, said that a tree had fallen on his dad's house and landed right where some of the brick is and actually did some damage on the brick. And he sent pictures as well. And there's water seeping through the brick or under the brick. Two things that can happen. One, all of the areas where the mortar has actually separated from the brick need to be filled and sealed back up. And that can be done with, like, there's a mortar patch and there's all sorts of things. Or you can repoint them again with the actual mortar itself. And they need to be sealed at any rate. And then when the tree fell, under every brick foundation, there is what's called weep holes. And these weep holes are there to actually let water escape between the sheathing and the brick because moisture seeps in there. But when that tree fell, it may have allowed more moisture through than what it can, and also it may have actually clogged up those weep holes with the damage from the tree. So I would make sure first my weep holes were totally cleaned out. Second, I would want to make sure all of the mortar that is has cracks in it that it will allow air and moisture through it to absolutely correct it totally, totally. So is it a major problem? I guess that really depends on how damaged the brick is. If the brick isn't too damaged and it hasn't lost its integrity, so to speak, lost its structural integrity, then it's not really a serious situation. But if the brick is actually, where the tree fell is actually down a little further than what it should be, then maybe you need some brickwork redone. But it's pretty unlikely from what I can see from the pictures. I think it can be solved with the situation. Let's see what's going on the phone. Maybe they've got an answer for us. Phone line 888-808-8637. Let's take a call on the phone.
We have Ray in Hattiesburg, and he wanted to go back to the roof cleaning topic. He had some questions for you. Ray, you're on right now with the handyman.
Yeah, good, Ray.
Okay, I have a Katrina roof.
Yeah.
It was put on in 2005 after Katrina.
Right.
And it's starting to age. It's 20 years old now.
Right.
So there is a company in Hattiesburg that advertises a product that treats your roof and extends the life of your shingles. Do you know anything about that?
Yes.
And I can hang up and listen on the radio if that's okay.
Sure, it's fine. There's a company around here, maybe the same company called RoofMax, that does that type of work. And what it actually does is applies a foam-type product on your roof, which actually softens the asphalt on your shingles and makes them lay down a little further. And yes, that can be useful for some roofs. But when a roof is 20 years old, I'm not sure that's going to be what you're looking for, because what happens with a 20-year-old roof is you begin to lose a lot of the granules of the roof, and the granules on roof shingle is really what gives it its major protection. And RoofMax does not replace the granules, nor does it remove any algae or fungus growth. So if it's 20 years old, I wouldn't spend the money to have my roof just maybe get two or three more years out of it, and it will actually make the shingles lay down a little better and adhere a little better, but they never do stick to one another like they did to begin with, so they become more, they're apt to be determined the wind is going to actually bend them more easily, and they'll bend in place. So, but that's not to say that RoofMax is a bad product, because if it's used early enough in the stage of a roof, it does prevent roofs from asphalt shingles from becoming brittle and turning into what they shouldn't turn into. So, but when it gets as old as yours is, which is, you said, 20 years, I'm not sure RoofMax is the way to go, or it may not be called RoofMax down there. I don't know. But spraying that roof isn't going to be a solution. It's going to be a Band-Aid, and it's only going to last a little while. So, and still, it's not going to replace any of the granules at all that you've lost over the years. 20 years old, yeah, it's probably a roof job that we're looking at, which is a lot different, but it's better to do that than it would be to have another company come in and put a Band-Aid fix on there, and then in two or three years have to do the roof anyway. So that would be my answer to your question. I hope that I addressed everything I should on that situation. Who knows? We'll tell after a while. We'll probably get 16 phone calls saying, "You are crazy." And I'll say to them, "What does that have to do with it?"
What's new, huh?
I wouldn't be on the radio if I wasn't.
I have also wanted to know more about these products that claim that they can extend your roof life.
Yes.
I don't know anything about them. I've seen them on television.
Sure.
Haven't had anyone that has contacted us yet that I'm aware of that said, yeah, these things are great, or no, they're terrible. I just don't know. Anyway.
I was in the same boat you were in not too many years ago, so what I did was actually call a friend of mine who is very involved in the roofing industry. He runs a distribution company. He's been to all the meetings. He's been to nationwide meetings. And his statement was very simple, that yes, it does indeed reinvigorate your asphalt, but it does not do anything to help your granule situation, which, as you know, any kind of roofing loses granules over the years. You can just check out your gutters and look in the gutters and see how much granule is in there. Granule is always leaving your roof. So when it gets 20 years old, you've probably lost so many granules that to improve your roof with anything but a new roof is not going to work as well as it should and do the job. And again, not in the business of getting anybody a black eye, but that's just the way it is. So I hope we've addressed every situation that we should. All right, Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi, here at the Build Mississippi Studios, and we've got a music segment coming up. Also, some national news coming up from Fox National News and some local news coming your way, and we'll be right back after that with more of the Handyman Show and a music segment, so don't you go away.
Purple Wave Auction remains the trusted leader in online equipment auctions. What makes the difference is you. You are part of our growing global community that continues to trust Purple Wave with the equipment that builds and feeds America. This trust placed in us by our community, from construction to ag producers and fleet drivers, brings great equipment opportunities to their next owners. Join the Purple Wave community today. PurpleWave.com.
News happens fast.
There's a lot to take in and a lot to hear
from all across the Magnolia State.
And the foremost spot for Mississippi news is Supertalk.fm. Your Mississippi news on air and online. Supertalk.fm.
Wake up with Richard. Mornings with Richard Cross. Start your day with news, weather, sports, and the talk that'll keep you talking all day long. Mornings with Richard Cross on Supertalk Mississippi. Also on the Supertalk app.
Hi, I'm Jock.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about!
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it! Woo!
One day I'll understand that intro. It boils down to two words, and then he goes and goes. It gives about seven words. Oh, I'll get it one day. Hey, Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi. This is Buddy at your at the Build Mississippi Studios. We're about to do a music segment, and we're going to start with a. Why is this artist new to me? I don't know. Albert Cummings is his name, and the song we're going to do is A Working Man. Lance, have you ever heard of Albert Cummings?
I mean, the name rings a bell, but no, not. I've never dug in and heard anything where I went, oh, this is Albert Cummings.
It just blows me away how good he really is.
Oh, yeah, smooth as silk.
He was born in Massachusetts, grew up in Massachusetts, yay. Also known for working with B.B. King, Johnny Winters, and Buddy Guy. His first band was the Swamp Yankees in 1999, and then finally in 2000 he gave up and went solo, but he was working with Double Trouble at the time. Stevie Ray Vaughan helped record his album, and in 2012 his album No Regrets was number Let's see, number one on the iTunes chart, and number five in Canada and France on the iTunes chart, and on the Billboard Blues chart, it was number 10 album. So he's a great singer and a guitarist and a writer, and amazing stuff. You should listen to his body of work. It's really worth listening to. Albert Cummings is his name. Song is called Working Man. Let's give a listen.
Well, it's a hard job just getting by with nine kids and a wife. Well, I've been a working man damn near all my life. We'll keep on working as long as my two hands are fit to use. Tavern, I'll sing a little bit of these working man blues. Well, I keep my nose to the grindstone, work hard every day. I go out on the weekends after I draw my pay. Well, I keep on working. Gonna buy my kid a brand new pair of shoes. I might drink a little bit at evening, I'll sing a little bit of these working. Out the window, I catch me a train to another town. I keep on working. Monday morning, I'm right back with the crew. Well, I drink my beer that evening. I'll sing a little bit of these working man blues. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Song from the album called The Working Man. Great, great artist. Amazing. Just worth listening to for sure. All right, we're moving on with the everybody has heard of Prince, and we're going to talk a little bit about Prince, and of course we're going to do the song called When Doves Cry. But Prince was an incredible artist, and was creative and prolific and fearless, and he took rock and funk and R&B to new levels. Outstanding live shows. So many people have gotten to really, whoever went to a live show comes back just being a total Prince fan, because there's nothing like going to the live show that Prince did. It was unbelievable. Worldwide love artist, loved by everybody. But he's done a lot of long tours, and he always kind of asked all of his band members never to do alcohol and drugs, and that was one of his deals. But after a long tour and endurance and just being worn and being almost ill from this tour, he took some painkillers, some opioids, to kind of ease off a little bit. And, of course, he kept on those a little bit like he shouldn't have. And the prescription ran out, so they ended up getting some black market drugs. And the black market opioid that he took actually had some fentanyl in it, and that was what created the demise of Prince. Not a druggie by any means, but ran into some problems with opioids grabbing a hold of him, and then went to the black market, which can really be dangerous. Buying anything on the streets can be, whoa, look out. But at any rate, Prince, great, great artist. We miss him. He added so much to music, and so many people have done When Dove Cries. There have been so many versions of it out that it's just amazing, because it's a great song. Let's listen to When Doves Cry by Prince. So what do you think of when you see purple?
I think of Prince.
Really? What else can you think of? I mean, how many artists out there have a color that's associated to them only?
Well, and he also had a name that was a symbol for a while, and he went back to it. But, I mean, you know, he tested the boundaries of things.
Yeah, he really did.
You know, not just in music, but in fashion and personality. And, I mean, he was just, everything was magnified with him.
Even the shape of his guitar is like
everything about him was magnified to a level where his, you know, I wouldn't say nemesis, but the guy that really pushed him in music, Morris Day and his band, The Time, they shared stage time. I mean, there was a competition between those two. And Morris Day really owned it until Prince really, boom, just hit it. And Morris sat back and was like, oh, my God, this guy is amazing.
Where's this guy
but
going?
It was hard work to get there. And it was failure and testing and not being the premier guy. Yeah, and then finally it hit. And look at what he put out. I mean, come on.
You know, as I've looked at a lot of different artists and read a lot about them and how they became successful. And almost every artist, there's no such thing as overnight success in this industry. Almost all of the artists that have had any kind of success at all in this industry have put in years and years and hours of time to get to that point with practice and study.
Well, it's funny, before we go to the next artist, I watched the Netflix Charlie Sheen special, which was very informative because, you know, he was just coming out about everything that had ever been accused or he had done. He was very honest.
Sure.
But he said, you know, the problem that he had was, you know, he got everything easy. You know, his father worked so hard to be a star, all that, and everything came easy to Charlie. And he goes, no one teaches you how to deal with success when it's given to you so young. But when you work for it, and that's what he was trying to make the parallel with, was it happened too quick for him.
Right.
And with Prince, I think one of the reasons it kept him straight, kept him, you know, out of the mindset of drugs and alcohol for as long as he did, was he worked to get there so hard.
Yeah.
And it was important. And, I mean, the movie, you know, that he put out, Purple Rain, excellent movie, actually. I mean, like, who did that then? Nobody.
I saw it a couple times.
And he is, you know, I mean, for what that was, it was high-quality production.
It was a good
I mean,
show.
He was just a revolutionary.
Yeah, Prince was just top of the heap for sure. And as you said, didn't get there overnight. He worked his way to that position. All right, our next artist is Beth Hart and Joe Bonamassa. But Beth Hart started playing in Hollywood clubs when she was 15 years old. And Bonamassa happened to see her. And at that time, he said, hey, this is the real deal. She knows what's going on.
Yeah, because he started at 12.
Yeah, so, you know, he's got an idea of what's happening. But she's a great artist, had a great, great band. And her first album was number 5 on the Billboard Adult Contemporary charts and number 1 in New Zealand. And just incredible. But in 96, she disbanded her band because of infighting, which happens with so many groups become successful. They start having, hey, I wrote the song, so I get more money, or I'm in charge, and therefore you get paid. The infighting in groups happens all the time. It just is. The bigger they get, the more chance there is there to be infighting. But she also recorded a single with Jeff Beck that gave her a lot of worldwide fame and does many. She's a great blues artist and does some great, great stuff on her own. But did this song particularly with Joe Bonamassa, and it's really worth listening to, I'll Take Care of You. Joe Bonamassa and Beth Hart. Let's listen.
I loved and lost, the same as you. So you see, I know just what you've been through. And if you let me, here's what I'll do. Oh, I just got to take care.
That's as good as a hole-in-one, man. I'm telling you, that's just a great, great song. All right, let's move on to our next artist. We're going to run out of time. Hey, we're going to mess with the Black Crowes a little bit. Everybody knows who the Black Crowes are. They had a great song called Remedy, but they're from Atlanta, Georgia. Their first album was, they've done 10 albums, I'm sorry. And they broke up about 2002, they broke up, and they had problems with the brothers, the two brothers, the Chris and Rich Robinson, had some problems. They broke up, but they regrouped again in 2015 to 2019 with Chris Robinson and Rich Robinson. They were always the mainstay of the group, the founder of the group, and really drove the group to the success that it had. There have always been conflicts in their band, but have always reached the top. The conflicts of the brothers, too, as far as who's in charge, is hard with brothers. Everybody in a band becomes sort of a brother and sister, but when a true brother and sister are in part of the band, it could be more difficult yet. But anyway, let's give a listen to Remedy.
That one, so we can get the last one.
Bobby Fuller Ford is what I picked for the last one, and the reason why is because somebody asked me one time if all the groups, I've warmed up a lot of groups, and who was the most friendly? It was the Bobby Fuller Ford. They talked to us more and liked us more than, and we got to like them very much. Very good song. Hey, let's listen to the Bobby Fuller Ford take on this home.
Purple Wave Auction remains the trusted leader in online equipment auctions. What makes the difference is you.
You are part of our growing global community that continues to trust Purple Wave with the equipment that builds and feeds America. This trust placed in us by our community, from construction to ag producers and fleet drivers, brings great equipment opportunities to their next owners. Join the Purple Wave community today. PurpleWave.com.
While most people are settling into their cubicles and sifting through their inboxes, others are busy building the foundation of the future. One brick, pipe, and electrical line at a time. The construction industry in Mississippi needs over 100,000 skilled tradespeople now. If you're looking for an in-demand, well-paying career, visit buildmississippi.com to discover rewarding careers in the trades. Buildmississippi.com. Your future is waiting. Let's build it.
I love the attitude of that era. I mean, me personally, people can say whatever they want about the 80s. I loved them. I love the bands. I love the attitude. I love the outfits. Yeah. I mean, you will never see it again.
No.
And you never saw it before.
No.
But it was something about that time that was just an amalgamation of colors and sounds.
Just
and
everything having all at once.
Electrification.
Yeah.
Gotta go.
Text line lit up with a question. With somebody, Paul actually from Brandon, that said, "Will Buddy ever play any of his original stuff on the radio one day?" Well, Paul, here's the answer to that question. Yes, we recorded some records in probably the 70s, and they were recorded. And actually pretty good songs, but I've taken that one song that really was the best one of them all and have rewritten it, rewritten the lyrics a little bit and changed it to where it didn't have quite the 70s lyrics in it, and it's more towards today's lyrics. And I play it a lot at home differently than I used to, but it's the same song, and maybe one day I'll play it on the air. I don't know. Maybe I won't. Maybe I will. We'll just have to see how that goes. At any rate, we're talking about handyman stuff from now on in. Any questions you have about handyman stuff, hey, we want to hear it. Let's see what's going on with your stuff. We started talking about Simpson Strong Ties, and they make a product that is metal brackets and braces than all you'll need to build a pergola, that'll build it just right. And the braces and brackets, and all you need to build it with is the 4x4s or 6x6s to build it with. And they offer metal, galvanized steel products that have been powder coated with a black powder coating, and all of the fasteners that you need that are powder coated as well to attach to that. And it's a very simple do-it-yourself project. There's a screen of a roof screen, sunscreen available for it, also called a sage screen, which can be built, and you can get a 10x10 or a 12x12, whichever you decide to build. And it's a great product, but I think it's really worth looking at what Strong Tie Company has to offer, because I talk a lot about how a house is stronger with hurricane straps and all of the braces and brackets. Almost all of that product that creates hurricane straps and creates braces and brackets comes from Simpson Strong Ties or companies like that. But the Simpson Strong Ties is the big dog in this industry for sure. And they have a lot of great products available that can help you with so many great projects. So look at what they have to offer. Simpson Strong Ties, just check them out on the web and you'll be happy you did. Believe me, they can help you so very much. And they have many projects which actually they can show you at the same time how to do-it-yourself type projects, projects that don't take professional people to actually get accomplished, that you can actually fix all by your lonesome. And there are a lot of do-it-yourself projects available on the computer with directions and everything you need, including if you go to YouTube, you can find videos that'll show you how to work with all sorts of projects, whether you're building stools or birdhouses or bird feeders or coffee tables or picnic tables or just any project at all, almost anything that you... Matter of fact, I've, over the past years, had to build some wedding arbors, if you will, and I went to YouTube and actually found some information as to how to build those correctly, you know, how they would build it, and said, yeah, that, I'm going to do that. I like that. That's a very good plan. So almost anything you want to build or anything you want to do, there's information available to you and available to you, and that you should be, you know, looking at. And talking about wedding arbors, I've been surrounded my entire life with people having babies and baby showers and things like that. Never in my life have I ever gone to a baby shower or been invited to one. Well, today is different, folks. I'm going to my first baby shower today because I've been invited. It's actually my son and his wife are about to have their first child, David and Shelby, about to have Charlie, their child. And they're having a baby shower today, and they insisted that I show up, and so I'm going to a baby shower. I don't know what they're all about. I've never been to one. I thought you took a shower, you had to take your clothes off and get up underwater. That's what I thought showers were all about. But
it's showering with praise and gifts and all that stuff.
I guess so. That's what's going to happen today.
Now, does your son live on this side of the reservoir or on the Rankin County side?
No, he lives in Gluckstadt.
Okay, well, I thought, I don't know what he looks like, but I imagined it was him last night when running. It looked like somebody that was really good at it. Looked kind of like you, lean body. Had the pro, you know, like the light stuff on.
Yep.
And he was running like a sprinter from Kenya on a light jog. It's probably about like 8 o'clock. Yeah. 8:30. I'm like, this got to be Buddy's son.
Well,
he probably ran from Gluckstadt. Okay. Down to where we were. I was right here at Lake Harbor. So, I mean, that's about his trip.
That would
28 miles.
No, you know, no big deal
jog.
For him. A little jog.
Got to give him a jog in for the baby shower tomorrow.
I might create a little sweat and do a little jogging.
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to get 60 miles in tomorrow. I got the baby shower. Wife will kill me. I'm going to get it in tonight. But, no, yeah. I was thinking, I'm like, that's got to be Buddy's.
He's crazy.
I've never seen anybody run that smooth and easy and just like running 13, 14 miles an hour. And not even breaking a sweat, just sitting there, just running it out. I'm like, yeah, that's that guy right there does this all
the
time.
He just really believes in
it. Well, I believed it was your son. I'm like, I'm going to have to ask Buddy tomorrow.
Well, I don't know.
I'm glad you mentioned the baby shower.
I don't know that he was
or forgot.
But I'm sure before the baby shower this morning, he probably did a whole bunch of running. And probably after the shower later, he'll do some running. I'm not sure. Maybe
I would bet on it.
Yeah, probably so. He walks his dogs when he can, and then he has like three dogs, I tell him, but he'll take all three out at one time. Crazy person. Oh, well, I have trouble taking two dogs out at one time. Well, always big dogs. That's the way it is. All right, moving ahead a little bit here. Talking a little bit about re-roofing a house. We talked a little bit about earlier about what you can do, but anytime you're going to re-roof a house, take the old shingles off and put new shingles on, just be aware that there are some people out there who really won't go all the way and do it as properly as it should be done. And my recommendation is the total roof needs to be stripped of shingles first off. And then all of the felt paper or underlayment needs to be removed, all that's possible. Some of it is actually been laminated to the sheathing and can't be removed. So what you need to do is make sure all the nails that are holding it in place are sunk really well into it and don't create any kind of bulge, so that when you do put new underlayment under there, which now, of course, 15-pound felt and 30-pound felt were the state-of-the-art underlayment, underroofing years ago. Nowadays, they're using a synthetic roll roofing, which works much better and is lighter and is stronger and works very well. Some is self-sticking, and some needs to be cap-nailed to the roof. But the reason you want to strip all the way down is so that you can really inspect the sheathing, because you could have some sheathing damage. And to put new roof shingles over sheathing damage is going to create problems down the road, which you don't need. And that's not why you're getting your roof done. You're getting your roof done so it will last for the warranty period that it's held for. So make sure that your roof is always stripped. Sheathing is always checked. And that new underlayment is put down everywhere. And then flashing is so important. They make so many different type of flashing nowadays that can work. Not only the galvanized flashing around your chimney, but also like down in the valleys of your house, you should be using something like ice and water shield, which gives you extra protection. I know valleys are like double coated with underlayment, but they should also have, if you put ice and water down the valley, which is, I think ice and water is at 30 inches thick. I've forgotten how thick it is, how wide it is. I'm sorry. I think 30 inches is correct, but I'm not sure. I don't remember. But at any rate, what it is a granule type roofing product that actually comes down your valley, and then you roof on over it, and you've got incredible protection on your valleys, where if your roof is going to leak, a lot of times it's going to leak in the valleys due to problems that, you know, lack of cleaning out the valleys or just all sorts of things going on. So my recommendation that is a roofing project be done properly, and that it's kind of up to you, the owner of the home, to make sure that it is done properly, because it depends on who you hire and whether they're licensed and bonded and insured. And they should be, and they should be a licensed contractor if they're going to re-roof your house. And also check their references. Check them. Make sure you make those calls and find out about roofing they have done in the past. And they also, and we brought this up when Josh was talking to us earlier on at Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions, use local people. There's a lot of people that are coming into town from other places because so much work needs to be done around here. I would want to be using somebody locally that's been in the business for a long, long time. It would be a much better thing for you to do. And I suggest that's how you handle that situation. So re-roofing, yeah, it's an important thing, and it needs to be taken care of. All right, take a minute to tell you about Rebel Ace Hardware, one of the better hardware stores in the sound of my voice. You talk about Rebel Ace, they've got stores all over central Mississippi. And boy, do they have the hardware items you'll ever need, whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or you're a professional. Rebel Ace Hardware has it. They've got power tools. They've got all the glass, all the screen, all the screws, and all the anything you'll need to fix faucets and fix, you know, you name it, they have it. On top of that, they have an outdoor power equipment center right next to their hardware store in Pearl, which is incredible, their power outdoor equipment center. Getting a little bit low on inventory in their zero-turn mowers at this point in time because it's getting towards the end of the season. But they still have an awful lot of parts in their warehouse, and they'll fix and repair any sort of outdoor power equipment that you may have. Go see my friends, Rebel Ace Hardware. They've got their ducks in a row. They care about customer service probably as much as anybody, more than most do, and they also are involved very much in the community in which they involve in. So they're a great, great company. Rebel Ace Hardware. Go see them today and tell you heard about them on the Handyman Show. Because, hey, I love having the sponsors of this program. Good people, good people. Rebel Ace Hardware. All right. Next, I better check that off, and let's turn a page. Let's see what happens on there. Let's see what this side's got to say. Oh, here we go. All right. A lot of kitchen areas, in and around kitchen areas, particularly those who do some kind of cooking in and around the kitchen area, will tend to get a grease buildup on the Venta hood, on the backsplash, the countertops in and around the cooking area. And if it hasn't been cleaned and not regularly taken care of, you get a grease buildup after a while that needs to be gotten rid of. Well, there's a product out there called Crud, K-R-U-D, Crud. And there's different versions of Crud, but they make a kitchen cleaning Crud that can clean all the grease from your vent hood, from your stovetop, from your backsplash, and do a great job removing all of that. Now, Crud also makes a product that is a paint preparation product, which works a lot like liquid sandpaper. You don't necessarily use that in cleaning. You use the Crud product for cleaning, and it'll do you much better. And even ceilings get grease buildup on them. I mean, you look around kitchen stoves, and right around where the stove and the vent hood is, the ceiling on top may get a little yellow on it. And what is that yellow? Well, it's a grease buildup. And that's something that you really don't need happening on your roof. So a cleaning will help a great deal. One way to do that is use a product with Crud and follow the directions on the label, and use it as you should. You'll be happy you did. It's a great, great product. Hey, you listen to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Slork, your handyman. I'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more. We'll tell you a little bit about what Build Mississippi is all about. So don't you go away. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Inside and out, and love strange, so real and dark. Think of the tender things that we were working on. Slow change may pull us apart. When the light gets in your heart, baby, don't you forget about me.
Now look at yourselves. I make the big plays and the big games. You don't.
Yeah, you would have made Allstate if Coach put you in.
Keep telling that story or you can actually play the game. The Sportsbook at Golden Moon Casino puts you in the starting lineup. I'll still be making the plays, you'll be making the bets, and finally getting the sports glory you deserve. The Sportsbook at Golden Moon Casino. Play the game.
Thinking about that big home project? In Mississippi, the law requires a licensed contractor for residential projects, including new home construction over $50,000, home remodeling or improvements, including roofing over $10,000. All subcontractors performing residential, electrical, plumbing, or HVAC work on new home construction projects over $50,000 or home improvement projects over $10,000. Don't risk your investment. Visit msboc.us to verify a contractor's license today. A message from the Mississippi. I like my...
So good. Not only is it, I like the sound, but the tone of the guitars is absolutely fantastic.
I love, there was a video on YouTube a while back, I saw several years ago, it was Dickie Betts doing it, you know, he was in the lead.
Sure.
He had like a t-shirt on and a cowboy hat.
like Dickie.
Yeah, and it was crushed. Yeah. I mean, it was just, you know, like, hey, I've done this so many times, right. It's just on autoplay, but it was perfect.
And on the money.
I'd never seen that one. probably from like the 90s.
It just blows perfect. You away. Yeah, it's amazing. A text came in with a gentleman that was talking about, hit on Simpson strong ties. It's very important. And then he mentioned trusses and roof trusses. And I meant to bring that up. It's an outline I want to talk about a little bit about roof trusses. Roof trusses are engineered, and they're stronger than stick-built roofs by far and away. One, because they're engineered, so therefore engineers work towards structural integrity all the time. And they are built with strong ties holding them together and building parts of them together. And I believe that roof trusses make a much, much better roof than any kind of stick-built roof ever will and always have been. They're pretty easy to get hold of. And nowadays, they are designing them so they can work on almost any kind of structure, any kind of house at all that's being built. They can use trusses on that. And there's the company I worked for had a truss plant in with it. And I would go down there a lot and talk to those people, particularly about plans that I would have questions about. And they're sharp. They know what's going on. And when you walk out of the truss plant, it's amazing to watch those people work and how they build trusses on site and deliver them to a job. So I believe in roof trusses. I think it's the way to put a roof on a house. And I thank you for bringing that up. I'm glad that you mentioned it. All right, roof trusses, good deal. I think they're really worth doing. Hey, tell you about Atlas Foundation Repair. If you've got a slab foundation and there's problems with it, well, Tony Arpino can help you so very much with that, and he wants to. Tony Arpino believes in taking care of foundations the right way where you don't have problems. And on slab foundations, Tony is the man to call at 1-800-256-1010. That's 800-256-1010. Tony Arpino, Atlas Foundation. And you'll be happy you called him because he can take care of you the way you should be taking it. And works throughout the entire state of Mississippi. He understands the soils throughout the state and can really help a great deal in that endeavor. So if you want to get your foundation repaired and you want it repaired to maybe stick around a while and stay repaired, Tony Arpino is the man to call. All right, moving ahead, handyman stuff. Well, small water stains on the ceiling of a house, and again, small ones, can be corrected by using just bleach, by just putting bleach on them and letting that soak into that product. And what the bleach does, it will kill all the water minerals and make all the water minerals disappear and turn that thing white again. Now, that will work very well on small water stains. On larger water stains, I don't know, you probably have to end up putting some kind of kilts or something that'll actually a stain killer on there and painting it over again and painting the whole roof again, whole ceiling again. But on smaller stains, sometimes you can get away with just a little bit of bleach, let it soak in and remove the stain, and then you really don't have to do any painting whatsoever if that's done correctly. And that can help a great deal. It really does work. Gotta admit that it's kind of a hassle to put the bleach up on there because it tends to want to. Every time I've done it, it always drips down my elbow.
I mean, I'll eat bleach. If it's opened bottle in the yard,
it just gets on me.
Yeah, I'm going to have it on. I've just put on like a garbage bag, you know, find a rope belt, and I'm good.
It still won't work.
No, yeah, I'm going to have it all over me. Detoxed after that. Like I had hydroxychloroquine or whatever that thing was during COVID that Trump and all of them were like, yeah, it's got the chloride smell to it. It's like, kills everything.
Why don't we just take it?
I'm just taking a shot of bleach, man. Every time I've cleaned my house, it seems like.
See, and I'll be as healthy as I can be.
And had a cold in 20 years.
Wonder what my doctor would think of that. Well, what might be curing one thing, but it may be creating another one. All right. Older homes, not too old, maybe 10, 15 years old, still have Masonite siding on them, Masonite lap siding. And the problem with Masonite lap siding, it's not really a bad siding, but the bottom layer tends to want to decay before anything else. Well, that bottom layer of decay, leave it. Leave it where it is, and maybe even prime it so it won't decay anymore, or paint it, and then cover it with either a 1x4 or a 1x6 pre-primed. It's good to use a DuraWood or something that's going to last a pretty good while, and put it on there as a trim at the bottom of your Masonite and make it look like it's part of the structure, part of the trim on the house. And it just about becomes invisible, and people don't notice that there's decay on the bottom of your Masonite siding. And yet, when they look at the house, they see this 1x4 across the bottom, and they think, well, it belongs there. That's what it should. They don't even see it, really, to speak of. And it's a good way to really protect Masonite siding, because in a way, Masonite siding is kind of, they don't use it much anymore. They don't use it anymore because it isn't that good of a siding, really. There's many, many, I mean, it's nothing like a fiber cement or hardy plank or even smart siding, which is a synthetic, well, it's made up as man-made with wood fibers and things like that with the epoxies. But smart sidings have a very good siding as well. But again, that's just the way you'd make Masonite siding look as good as it can look, by putting that 1x4 or 1x6 across the bottom. And once you do it in one place, do it everywhere. Well, do it throughout your entire house so that it looks like it belongs, like it's part of the structure, and it looks really good. It really can help a lot. Matter of fact, I'm going to add that because I have Masonite siding on my house, which was built in 97. So I'm going to have to put some 1x at the bottom of it, across the bottom, and make all that little bit of decay just kind of go away. And how does that decay come? Well, maybe rain and sun and it just all that kind of decays it. Maybe your weed whacker gets to some of it. Who knows? There's many reasons why it falls apart at that point in time. And once it starts falling apart, it really turns into like a mush, kind of like a cardboardy mush. And it's hard to prime again when it is that way. So before you prime it, best thing to do is kind of wipe over it and get rid of all of the looseness of the breakdown, and then go ahead and prime it a little bit. And sometimes even a spray primer is the better thing to use on that before you go ahead and do it. Hey, you've been listening for 2 hours of the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. We didn't talk a bunch about Build Mississippi today, but a great organization. Check them out, buildmississippi.com. You'll be happy you did. And I will be talking to you next week, going home to watch some football, and then I'm going to a baby shower. All right, you have a great week. Good talking to you. Take care.
We're on our way to Boston to get some clam chowder. Bye-bye.
Who doesn't love a good laugh and free car advice?
Well, it depends on the advice.
Tune into Under the Hood, and you can have both.
I'm Russ, along with Shannon and Chris, your hosts for two of the best hours you'll spend this week.
We've been the Motor Medics since 1990, and we'll tackle any question you can throw at us.
You don't have to be a car person to love Under the Hood. We've got something for everyone right here every week.
Under the Hood, Saturdays from 3 to 5 p.m., right here on Super Talk Mississippi, the Super Talk app, and at supertalk.fm. Feeling down? Here's your prescription for a daily dose of good news and positive vibes. Good Things with Rebecca Turner. Every afternoon, Rebecca highlights all the good things happening right here in the state you call home. Daily exposure to Good Things with Rebecca Turner may cause smiling, feelings of positivity, happiness, and even laughter. When you experience these symptoms, tell your friends to listen.
Okay.
Weekdays starting at 2 p.m. here on Super Talk Mississippi, and now on Amazon Alexa devices.
This is Home Answers Radio, and my guest today is Trey Jackson of Bulldog Construction. Trey, if a business has uneven sidewalks, they're asking for trouble. Would you agree?
Lynn, they are. It's a trip hazard and it needs to be fixed. Our foam technology can level those uneven walks without having to lay down any new concrete. Much easier and more affordable.
Trey, my wife tripped over one of those and skinned her knee up.
She was fortunate. Call Bulldog Construction at 601-853-4242.
We've sent that Rip Van Winkle guy to the dentist.
Hey, what? Hey, what?
And what's worse than a trip to the dentist? Your wife's paint project that you've put off. Let Seabrook Paint in Jackson and Ridgeland find that Benjamin Moore paint and a contractor that will get you back doing the important things in life, like grilling and watching sports. Seabrook, Benjamin Moore paint, and a happy wife, happy life. Seabrook Paint in Jackson on Monument and in Ridgeland on West Jackson.
First down.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.